And if the trends are Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams, after what was quite run-of-the-mill Leicester City and Liverpool 1, the way in which it was a run-of-the-mill is it should have been Leicester City and Liverpool 3. Up the top, I'm just going to do the race chart. It's in there. Liverpool's XG is 3.3. Leicester's is 0.32. I just thought it was a hammering. I understand why people think it was a funny game and there's a lot of context on it for us, for them, all that sort of stuff. But in the ground, as I say, up to about 60 minutes, I just felt like I was watching one of those games where Liverpool should be 2 or 3 nil up.
Yeah, for me, it felt relatively flat. But it felt relatively flat probably because of that.
Yeah.
Because that's an absolute non-contest. You know, there's one team playing football there, and we speak often about coin flips and things like that. That is what it looks like when you get probability in your favour. When you've got an attack that's as busy as that and your defence is as quiet as that, you'll be all right most weeks.
Yeah, I think the madness is it finishes at 3.3 and Liverpool don't have a shot after 85. I genuinely think if Trent doesn't score when he scores, I think there's every chance Liverpool are racking up like a 4.5 on that, and that would just have kept coming. Would have kept coming, and Leicester would have been open to it. You know, if Liverpool scored a goal in the 91st minute and everyone would have said, oh my God, last minute winner, I genuinely think there's a chance Liverpool's XG is closer to 5 than it is to 3.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the probability there, actually. I've just noticed that it's there. I mean, Liverpool, based on the chances that we created, so this model has no clue that Liverpool scored or that Liverpool conceded or whatever, has Liverpool down as 96% likely to win that game. So,
and that's with them stopping.
yeah, that's a seriously high figure. You couldn't get it more in your favour, really, could you? So, deserved win.
Yeah, I think it is a completely deserved win. I want to do a little thing on the past maps, because we're beginning to have more and more of an eye on next season and recruitment. And I know you've done loads of really good stuff on Distance Covered around recruitment a couple of times. And I just want to talk on this one about 9 and 10. So, for me, what's interesting here is, theoretically, I mean, he says he doesn't play with a 10. I think we can say he plays with one midfielder who's more advanced than the others. I think more and more you can make an argument he doesn't play with that much of a 9. Look where Diaz is here in the first half pass map. Look where Szoboszlai is on the second half. Gakpo and Salah are just getting involved higher up the pitch as an average. Diaz, if anything, is more of a midfielder.
Yeah. Well, we've seen this a few times, haven't we, where like the two central players kind of almost drop a little bit deeper and the two wide players, because the goal scoring types can come inside and finish the move for you almost. But it is interesting to see how the things developed as the season's gone on. Like,
but in the second half, what's dead interesting is Jota comes on and gets a fair bit of time and I think plays well and looks quite dangerous, and his average position is deeper than McAllister. Elliot comes on and his average position is almost transposed directly onto Szoboszlai's. My point here is that he's had an opportunity to change that and he hasn't.